Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Very eventful day here on the show. I know you guys podcast the show like crazy. We get millions and millions of podcast downloads every year from all over the world. Today would be a good one to download. What hour is that? Was it the 3?
Yeah,
the 3, from 3 to 3:30 was pretty darn good. Pretty proud of that. Matt Pauly joins us remotely. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
So you packing your bags?
Starting to think in that direction. I leave on Saturday for the winter meeting. So looking forward to for that.
So for a guy like me that's heard that my entire life, but I don't know what it is, what is it?
Yeah, it's just where the entire industry gets together and has the opportunity to go through meetings. And there are high-level meetings where Hein Bloom is going to be talking with other presidents of baseball operations. But there's also the various PR folks get in rooms together, and the various marketing people get in rooms together. Like, everybody in baseball, it used to also include minor league baseball. Minor league baseball a few years ago after COVID kind of broke off, and they do their own thing. But everything major league baseball, from a baseball standpoint, from a business standpoint, from an operations standpoint, everybody is together to talk through things.
And what does it look like? Like, for people who will never go to these, is it sort of like a big convention or people just walking through the Hyatt and like, oh, hey, it's Hein Bloom?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, the one difference is there's going to be one area where all the media is set up. I think if you go to like a convention down at the Dome, you're not going to have a section with MLB Network that's got a setup. But outside of the media area, yeah, that's just what it looks like. It just looks like a big convention where everybody's come together to do business. And I remember the first time, so before minor league baseball broke off, the winter meetings also included a job fair for people trying to get into baseball. That doesn't really exist anymore. But I remember my first time going to the winter meetings. It was either when I was in college or just out of college, and going to the winter meetings for the first time and walking through the lobby and seeing all these people who were, I have just a really distinct recollection of looking over and seeing Tony La Russa and Jim Leland like drinking wine together one night in the lobby. And I, the people that you would bump into, I was walking backwards, not paying attention to where I was going. And I casually bumped into somebody and I turned around to say, excuse me. And it was Tommy Lasorda.
Wow.
I mean, just things like that. So it was a really cool experience. I knew Mike Claiborne a little bit because when I was in high school, I was like an overnight board operator at KFNS. So I got to know Claibs a little bit, and he was there doing what I'm basically doing now. And he'll be with me coming up next week. But he was sitting there talking with Jerry Krause, and he called me over and treated me like I was, the most important person in the world and introduced me to Jerry Krause. So like, it's really cool to be there and to be around.
I bet. Kev, you've been?
No.
Oh,
never,
wow. I'm
never,
shocked.
No, never had to do it. Never. We didn't go when I was doing what Matt does. I don't know why. It just wasn't part of the arrangement that we had set up. But Claibs would be there. But I'm happy that Matt gets to go because I'm jealous.
I bet Claibs knows everybody.
He does. He knows everybody everywhere he goes.
Everybody. It is remarkable the number of people he knows. And when you talk to people, Nobody has a bad word to say about him. Like it's pretty remarkable across the country. Everybody knows him and everybody loves him, and rightfully so.
It's really funny. I'm sort of plugged at Capitol Grill, known them for years, and I know everybody. And when I go, it's like, oh, Dave, blah, blah, blah. And I went with Claims one night, and it was like a measuring contest that he did, that he
who knew
won,
more people?
That he won. After about an hour, I'm like, I give.
Yeah. He's pretty wired.
Yeah. It's fun being at the winter meetings and walking around with him because you get to be part of some pretty cool conversations.
I bet. So realistically, what are we kind of hoping comes out of this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if nothing happens, I don't think it's a disappointment because I think the conversations are still continuing on. You know, they had the GM meetings, and then a few days later, Sonny Gray gets traded. So I have to think that Heim and the Boston folks were having conversations at those meetings that end up kind of leading to that. So could things happen at the winter meetings? Yeah, sure they could. But might nothing happen during those 3-4 days and it still be okay? Sure. I think it's good for baseball when the winter meetings are active and things are happening because there's a spotlight on the sport for those few days. If I was the czar of baseball, I would actually make some rule changes in terms of how the offseason works to try to promote more activity inside of those few days. But all that being said, if the Cardinals walk out of the winter meetings and the roster is exactly the same as it is right now at 4:09 p.m. on December 3rd, it's going to be okay because I still think things happened at the winter meetings that will lead to something else.
Yeah, and so many things are tied together, right? I mean, if the right free agent signs right during the winter meetings or right before, for example, that could set off the domino effect where people are going to react to it. Like, well, we lost on that guy. We got to move on to our next guy. And that can be impacting both the free agent market and the trade market.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, a lot of these, you know, sometimes we look at the market as a big picture thing. I think the more appropriate way to look at the market is to really kind of go position by position. So, for example, the relief pitching market, that's actually moved along
already started,
a little bit
yeah.
here with Devin Williams and Ryan Helsley already being moved. Whereas like the third base market, which the Cardinals are keenly interested in because that's going to impact their ability to trade Nolan Arenado, basically nothing has happened in the third base market. Not a whole lot has happened in the starting pitching market outside of Cease and Ponce and then the Sonny Gray deal, but there's still a lot of really big names that are on the board that we're not hearing a whole lot of rumors about. So that market has moved a little bit, but not a ton. So it just kind of depends on the different position groups and what ends up happening. We're hearing some rumblings on Kyle Schwarber, but we're not really hearing rumblings on Pete Alonso. So it's a weird thing.
So I know you guys talk about this a lot. I listened to you talk about it just last night. But for the DGS listeners, can you guys kind of talk a bit about Contreras and the pros and cons of moving him?
Where do you want to go, yeah. Matt? You want to take the pros or the cons?
I'll go with the pros, and I think the pros are simply that he's a guy who's going to get you a pretty good return, and he's in a spot where he's not making so much money that anybody's going to balk at it. In fact, maybe there's even an opportunity that if you pick up some of the salary, you can get an even better prospect back. They're probably not going to be in a super competitive window in Contreras' time left. So if you can make the organization better and give you a better chance to win a World Series eventually by moving on from Contreras, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, there's a really weird misconception that Contreras has been disappointing. And I guess it depends on where you set your expectations, but of all first basemen that had 400 plate appearances last year, actually, of all the first basemen that qualified for the batting title, right, they were qualified hitters, he was 11th in wins above replacement, and he was, I think, 9th in weighted runs created. You don't need to know what it is. It's a catch-all that measures how much you walk, what your batting average is, how many doubles you hit, how many home runs. So he's 11th in WAR, 12th in that. So he's a top third of the league amongst first basemen offensively. And then he was also a really good defender. And he's a right-handed bat, as Matt pointed out, on only 2-year commitment and $18 million a year is not that much. So there would certainly be teams that would get better and would want to get better by adding him. The downside for the Cardinals of trading him is more short-term than long-term. And that's, you have almost no right-handed bats. Like, your only right-handed bats of significance at that point are Mason Wynn and Ivan Herrera, until you see something from Jordan Walker that goes beyond potential, right? That goes into production and not potential. So that puts you in a weird space if you don't want to suck, right? If you want to be competitive, and by competitive, I mean like they were last year, where you're 500-ish, you're not going out there and trying to field a 65-win team. You would need to replace that in some way. And maybe you do in a different trade. Maybe the Brendan Donovan trade brings you a replacement for that in some way, shape, or form. And you're not tied to position because Burleson can play first base. You can trade. You can train Herrera to play there. You can move Gorman there if you needed to. You know, you have options. You have multiple players that can move there.
Speaking of Jordan Walker, do we know what he's doing this offseason?
Yes.
Yes, he's doing a lot. He went to Driveline for a while. They worked with him. He's in Jupiter. He's going to Cressy's a few times a week, which is a baseball training center, trying to focus a lot more on flexibility. He's doing yoga every week, but he's redoing his swing. There's a lot of work. Derek Gould wrote about this in the Post-Dispatch just a few days ago. It was a really, really good piece by Derek, for sure. So he's saying all the right things, but like I like to remind people, he said all the right things last offseason too, and he looked great coming into winter warm-up, and we had every reason to believe that it was going to be a step forward based off that, and it wasn't just not a step forward. He was literally one of the worst players in Major League Baseball last season. So he's doing and saying everything that you want to hear and see. Like, there's no red flags going up in the offseason. That's good, but we got to see it play out on the field.
Yeah, I completely agree with the saying part. I think he's doing different things, though. I mean, just looking at how his career's gone, he's resisted change. And the fact that he's gone out on his own accord to Driveline and down to Eric Cressy's building in Florida, doing it on his own and seeking that change and seeking that information, to me, is important, but it doesn't matter until you see the results, right? Yeah, it's happy, but it doesn't matter until you see it play out on the field.
I understand what you're saying, Kevin, but I think he, you know, last year was all about Brant Brown coming in and how he got together with Walker, and that was part of what he talked about at winter warm-up last year about all the changes that they're making. Maybe it was more talk than action, and I guess because I'm not sitting in Florida watching it, I just think what he's saying right now is very similar to last year.
Yeah, the words are identical. The words are, and that's not what I'm worried about as much as, are you actually making physical changes in how you do things? But, you know, as Bernie pointed out when we talked about this on Monday, Dave, none of it matters if you can't lay off the slider low and away.
Yes.
Because, you know, his swing needed work, but his ability to recognize ball versus strike and make a swing decision. You can see a strike and it's not a swing that you want to take. You just give them that low and away. When if they get you on that, if they paint that corner, let them have it. You have to wait until something is in a zone that you can handle, and that's the bigger part of the adjustment he has to make. And I don't know if that can be done in a lab. It can be worked on. There are plenty of ways to work on that. These machines are unbelievable. You can tune them so, like, you know, random pitches are going to be breaking balls, and they could be fastball down the middle, fastball down the middle. Here's a slider, and you got to recognize the difference in real time. There are ways to train it, but to me, that's the number one thing. He could have the exact same swing mechanically, and if he chooses better pitches to hit, he will have more success.
I don't hear Nudebar mentioned much.
It's because he's hurt.
I mean, is it like he's just kind of on the sideline, no pun, until he's better? As far as even trade talks?
You know, Katie was Katie Wu, because she was on Gas House Gang today, and she's moving on to cover the Los Angeles Dodgers. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
She was talking about this with Gas House Gang today, and she also was on with Greg Amsinger on MLB Network, and she actually listed Nootbaar as being the number one most likely player to be traded the soonest, because teams are still very interested in him. Teams still love all the underlying numbers. Teams are not worried about the fact that he might miss the first 3 weeks of the season. So I don't think we hear a lot of, like, trade speculation in terms of who he matches up with. But there's a lot of people out there that think that he's going to get moved and that this injury is not going to impact his value.
Yeah.
Katie Wu is a big loss.
It is. I mean, again, you know, there are a lot of great people covering the team. Obviously, Derek Gould's one of my best friends. He does an amazing job. But more good voices and more good eyeballs and more good contacts is just better. So hopefully, you know, when someone steps in those shoes, they'll be at her level. Katie's phenomenal. Storybreaker, good storyteller, both verbally and in print. And there's a reason she's getting the Dodgers. You know, I mean, she's good. You don't get moved up to L.A. And she's from California, too. So, like, her family is out west, not in L.A., further northern. But still, California is a lot, you know, Southern California is a lot closer to Northern California than St. Louis is.
Yeah.
So cool for her to get to back to go close to home and be in California. But you don't get the Dodgers beat if you're not good.
Yeah. Matt, if I don't see you, have a great time at the winter meetings.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Quick break. Right back. DGS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys know this tune?
I don't, but would this happen to be a Christian band?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a band called Athenaeum or Athenaeum, whichever way you say it. This was their only hit back in like 2000.
Okay.
Really cool band though, like right up my alley, power pop kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was a fun little intro.
Got to hand it to James Cameron. He has banned AI from the new Avatar movie because, quote, "We honor and celebrate actors, we don't replace them."
Good man.
Good man.
What do you mean he banned AI?
He won't use it.
Okay, yeah, good.
An AI guy showed up and he's like, you get the hell out of here.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking like an AI guy showed up to the theater and he's like, nuh-uh. Not in this one, buddy.
There's a new movie in the works about Sammy Davis Jr.'s ties to the Church of Satan.
What?
Oh, interesting.
I've always heard this my whole life. It was just a big, you know, rumor.
What? Really?
Yeah, but it's evidently it's true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Satan Davis Jr.
Oh, man, I'm Googling that.
I really don't know much about the Church of Satan.
It depends. Like, I know a fair amount about it. I think the people who dabble in it do it to seem cool and wear horns and stuff.
Oh, they wear horns?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. Yeah. See, this is the way disinformation gets out there. But the people who are really into it, they don't literally believe in a Satan. They don't believe in a God. They're humanists.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a worship of the self than a worship of a dark God.
This is a thing because there's a big Rolling Stone piece on it because Sammy Davis wrote about it in his biography or his autobiography. It's because he did a TV show with Anton LaVey.
Interesting.
And that's how he got into it and then he left it.
Hmm.
But yeah, you're right. That thing is not about like, it's not about like worshiping the devil.
Yeah.
It's more about like just doing what you want to do.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people.
Well, they call it the Church of Satan. I mean, it would be a bit confusing.
Exactly. Which is, I think, intentional.
To worship Satan, they're like, well, you're in the wrong place.
I think it's intentional. They want to be provocative. They're just annoying.
What do you think this is, the Church of Satan?
Like, they're not worshiping dark gods. They're just the most obnoxious sort of people you could imagine.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, you think we worship Satan here at the Church of Satan? Interesting.
I'm sure you've heard of by camera.
Hold on, I was going to play it.
I'm sure you're familiar with the bicameral mind theory.
Yeah, that's those type of, the, think that type of person.
Gotcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.